for the week. The St. Vincent de Paul unit will be in our parking lot after all masses this weekend to collect your gently used clothing. Next weekend is Mission Sunday. There will be a second collection to benefit the propagation of the faith. You will have an opportunity next Saturday, October 17th, and Sunday, November 1st, to get a flu shot here at St. Linus. You can sign up in the parish office. The Men's Club is sponsoring a craft show next Saturday here at St. Linus. The proceeds will benefit the athletic program. This coming Sunday, October 18th, the 10 a.m. Mass will be a family Mass. The Mass will involve students participating in the readings and being invited to come up to the sanctuary to hear the homily. Remember to bring your food donations. For more information, contact our Director of Faith Formation, Mrs. Stuchowski. There is information in the narthex about a free viewing of an upcoming film about Mary this Tuesday at Our Lady of Good Counsel. Join us in the activities room after this Mass for coffee and donuts. You can check page 3 in the bulletin for all the meetings for this week. Let us rise and sing praise to our Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
As we prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries, we prepare our hearts by examining our conscience, acknowledging our sins, so that we might be purified as we prepare ourselves to worship God in spirit and truth.
You are sent to heal the contrite. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You plead for us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, our help and guide, make your love the foundation of our lives. May our love for you express itself in our eagerness to do good for others. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
We have a special presentation of the Word of God today for our young people, so those who'd like to be part of that, please come forward. It's a delight to see you all here. May the Holy Spirit open your hearts so that you and us together may understand and appreciate the richness, the wisdom that we'll hear about in the first reading, the wisdom with which God speaks to us. May the Lord bless you now in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Got to do so at the beginning. I always try and greet our brothers and sisters who are with us in their homes. Thanks for joining us. We can't see you, but we know that you are there with us together, worshiping and honoring the Lord.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. I prayed, and prudence was given me. I pleaded, and the spirit of wisdom came to me. I preferred her to scepter and throne, and deemed riches nothing in comparison with her. Nor did I liken any priceless gem to her, because all gold in view of her is a little sand, and before her silver is to be accounted mire. Beyond health and comeliness I loved her, and I chose to have her rather than the light, because the splendor of her never yields to sleep. Yet all good things together came to me in her company, and countless riches at her hands. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the book of the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, indeed, the word of God is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart. No creature is concealed from him, but everything is naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must render an account. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At that statement, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said to themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For human beings it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." Peter began to say to him, "We have given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and eternal life in the age to come. The Gospel of the Lord. Who here likes to make decisions? Who's good at making decisions? I think it's probably safe to say that some of us are better than others, but the fact is that we all must regularly make decisions in our lives. Some decisions are made on the basis of practical concerns, like deciding when to set the alarm so that you'll get to work on time in the morning. Many are based on personal tastes or desires, like choosing where you will shop, or what you'll wear today, or what you're going to have for dinner. Some decisions take on greater importance than others. Is this the house we should buy? Is this car better than that one? Is this the person I would choose to spend my life with? And some are life and death decisions that will affect not only our lives on this earth, but our eternal lives as well. Today's gospel offers just that kind of scenario. In Mark's gospel today is the story of a young man who both knows and keeps God's commandments. Somehow he is aware, however, that there is more to a true life of faith than simply obeying certain rules, however noble that might be. So he approaches Jesus with the most important question he will ever ask. Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus, who the gospel tells us loved this man, answers in a very straightforward way, telling him that there is something that he lacks, that to find treasure in heaven, he must first sell all that he has to benefit the poor, and then he must follow Jesus. This man must separate himself from whatever attaches him to this life so that he may know the riches of the next. We know this man's answer. He chooses the attractions of this world over a commitment to discipleship that would promise eternal life. It is the same answer that we give every time that we sin, every time that we allow something of this world, of this culture, to entice us, to cause us to say no to Jesus' call to discipleship. Today's first reading places great value on wisdom as the basis for making sound and intelligent decisions about life, as a guide for knowing and following the will of God. Wisdom is understood to be more valuable than riches, than gems, gold, silver, even health and beauty. For it is through wisdom that we can recognize the will of God. But knowing the will of God and doing the will of God are two different things. Our friend in the gospel hears God's will from the lips of Christ himself. Yet, perhaps like many of us, he cannot find the courage or the desire to separate himself from this world's attachments. Jesus acknowledges that difficulty when he compares the possibility of a rich man entering heaven to that of a camel squeezing through the eye of a needle. Yet he assures us that all things are possible through God. I think that in our culture, it is commonly understood that in their beliefs and in their choices, those who choose to follow Christ are somehow impoverished by the way that they live, sacrificing the joy and freedom that many associate with worldly pursuits and pleasures. But isn't the opposite really true? The man in the gospel who embraces his possessions instead of God's will walks away sad, not joyful, While those who choose discipleship, who are willing to give up brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for Jesus' sake and the sake of the gospel, receive 100 times more. And when do they receive it? Jesus tells us they will receive that blessing now. We share in the kingdom of God when we choose to follow Jesus. In the face of the most difficult hardships and persecutions in this life, we can still know the joy and peace of Christ. We can best find joy and freedom not in the attractions of this world, but in our attraction to God. It is our choice. But if we are to learn anything from the Word of God that we have heard today, it's that the promise of true joy and happiness in this life and the fullness of eternal life in the next comes not from our possessions, but from our desire to follow Jesus. How many of us have learned that lesson from our own experience? How many of us have admired families who know the peace of God in their lives, even in the face of incredible tragedy? We have witnessed just that in this parish this weekend. I'm sure you're all aware of the tragic deaths of Samir and Courtney Tanana, who at the ages of 37 and 32, with 3 small children, died of cancer just 5 days apart. Relatives of these 2 young people have responded not with anger and recrimination, but with faith. And they know that their only source of true peace is in the embrace of God. On the other hand, how many of us find true peace and joy when we surrender to our desires and passions, turning to attractions of this life in a misguided attempt to find meaning and truth? Is that where we find what we're looking for? Or do we find that meaning, that sense of joy and peace, when we do what we believe to be God's will for us in any given situation? I think today's gospel does a pretty good job of answering that question for us. We are placed in the role of that young man, asking God, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" We have all heard the question, and we have heard Jesus' answer. Nothing but radical discipleship in Jesus Christ that includes a special love for the poor will provide what we came here today to seek. Today's gospel is about choice. Today's gospel is about life. Will we respond like the young man who is possessed by his own possessions? Or will we say yes to Jesus' invitation to detach ourselves from attractions of this world so that we might follow him in our quest?